Blink Publishing presents Ugly, written and read by me, the author Anita Bagwanders. Before Ugly, Anita Bagwanders is really ugly. This was an anonymous comment left on a digital feature 10 years ago, as part of which I was pictured alongside my more conventionally attractive colleagues. Reading it stung. More than stung, it was lacerating. Despite knowing that internet trolls seek pleasure in torturing and the target is largely irrelevant, my mind immediately flipped into a familiar overdrive. Did I know them? Had I hurt them somehow? Or was a random person so abhorred by the horror of my face that they felt compelled to tell me? In my mind, it was all of the above, particularly the latter. Trolls will be trolls, friends consoled when I told them of the incident. The website editor said, "These things happen to public-facing women all the time, particularly women of colour." When I asked her to take the comment down, and she did. This was apparently just a sad fact of our modern technological age, and the consensus was to forget all about it. Except that I couldn't. I couldn't let that word ugly go. My brain slung it around, like a pizza chef tossing elasticated dough into the air and catching it again. It also hurt because this was not new information to me. I'd always felt resoundingly unattractive when it came to my appearance. And now, here was the proof for everyone to see publicly. Had the troll criticised my writing, call me weird-looking, maybe even the customary fat bitch, or any other similar insult I've received, then perhaps I wouldn't have been quite so rattled, but here was an online confirmation from a stranger of how I really felt about myself. This was indisputably the truth. I was ugly. There's something uniquely powerful and destructive about the word ugly. I've had a complex relationship with that emotive word for my entire existence. I doubt very much I am the only one. Growing up a plus-size, dark-skinned Indian girl in Wales in the 1990s and 2000s, I wanted to look like anyone other than myself. It started with my dolls. I coveted their flaxen hair as I brushed it, wishing my frizzy and wieldy locks looked the same. The girls in teen magazines like Ms. and Bliss that I adored, and main love interests on my favourite TV shows, all had girl-next-door appeal. Think Joey Potter in Dawson's Creek, Marissa Cooper in The OC, or Rory Gilmore in Gilmore Girls, and their wholesome, effortless, unarguable good looks. All of it made me feel profoundly self-conscious. I genuinely believed people were staring at me because I was so deeply unappealing and odd-looking. So vastly different from what I was very clearly being told was beautiful. Even being average or invisible would have felt like a form of acceptance, rather than the searing ugliness I felt. That visceral feeling of being so deeply uncomfortable in my own skin felt physical, as though my insides were clawing their way out of my body, like a zombie emerging from a moss-covered grave. This discomfort followed me from my teens to university and forwards into adult life. A constant imaginary friend that just won't let you move on and is always there to remind you of your lowly place in the world. Like many who lack all confidence, I developed a strong line in self-deprecation, the kind that makes you aggressively defiant and assume somebody must be obliterated on tequila if they dare pay you an appearance-based compliment. At work, I self-defined as the LOL-wielding office goth, but inside, I felt like the unattractive underdog, outwardly jovial despite my caustically low self-esteem, with a secret fear that my looks were holding me back, professionally and personally. As an adult, I've tried diligently to fix my ugly problem. As the saying goes, God loves a trier, and trust me, I tried hard, so I'm definitely going to heaven. To fix my appearance from the outside, I've embarked on multiple extreme diets, cleanses and detox retreats. I've taken appetite suppressants and spent endless hours researching various weight loss surgeries. I have obsessed over beauty products.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?